Thank you, Lord. Open your Bibles with me today to Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16. When you get there, just say amen. You know, one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, we make all kinds of vows and promises, and I was thinking about an acrostic, and victory over warfare. Okay, a vow, V-O-W, vow. And the Lord reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of every stronghold, casting down every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Whether you recognize it or not, as a child of God, you're in a battle. There's warfare. This is a holy war. And the holy war is breaking out, and God wants us to be equipped and armed, ready for battle. Amen? We're to fight the good fight of faith. We're to lay hold of the eternal life where we are called and profess a good testimony before many witnesses. Amen? So today, with that thought in mind, and Romans chapter 16, verse 17. The apostle gives a warning here, and it's really important for us to see this, especially in the day that we're in. He says in verse 17, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." He said, "For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad therefore on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil." And the title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, is Vision for Victory. When the Bible says without vision, the people perish. And you have to see yourself winning the battle and able to speak into it and prophesy God's word. If you see you losing the fight, you'll speak more into the loss than in the victory. Amen. So God wants you to understand that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. And God wants you and I to understand, if we can't see victory in areas in our lives, in our families' lives, and in this nation, in the body of Christ, then we're going to lose a battle. Amen. But the Bible says what we're going to do is we're going to look at the obedience. Amen. The operation of God in us. And the outcome. Amen? So let's lift the word and make a declaration here today. You say, "Why do you do this, Pastor?" I do it for the power of agreement. You know it's difficult to get anybody to agree about anything?
Yes.
Amen? It's hard to get somebody to say the same thing. So I'm just going to ask you to repeat after me. I'm not trying to make you a robot. Amen? What I'm speaking is according to the word of God. And if you believe in the word of God, I'm not going to ask you to do something outside of God's word. So repeat after me, say,
I believe.
This is the written word of God.
God
wrote this word to me.
I am
what God's word says I am. I can have
everything
God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be.
Today,
I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. Speak to me, Lord. I am listening. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Father God, for your word. And I'm grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. So as this word goes forward, Father God, I pray like Isaiah prayed of old. Send the angel, take those tongs and take those coals and place them upon these lips, Lord, because I'm a man of unclean lips. May the words that proceed out of my mouth today come from you and not from me. And when all is said and done, the body will be edified, exhorted, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And we'll never cease to give you all the praise and glory, for I ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen,
amen and amen. You know, one of the things is the difficult is the obedient part, to be obedient. Amen. How many have trouble with your children listening and obeying? How many have trouble with your adults listening and obeying? Amen. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. And so when we're looking at obedience, God says that we're not only to be hearers of his word, but we're to be doers. Faith without works is dead being alone. Amen. So as this word is deposited in our hearts and lives, it has to be manifested out. And when I was looking at the obedience and to God's word and to the call of God that's on our lives, the Lord took me to Matthew chapter 7. And Jesus reminding us in verse number 21. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You know, there's a difference between sin and iniquity. The sin came before Christ. Iniquity is when you continue to sin when you know better. The Apostle Paul put it as simple as this. He said, should I continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Amen. Somewhere along the line, I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. When I was looking at this, and the Apostle Paul said in Acts chapter 6, not Paul, Luke was writing, excuse me. Verse number 7. He said, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Amen. In other words, there was a change. There was a transformation. They became a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, old things have become new. Amen. So as we're looking at this word of God, we apply the word to our hearts and lives. Half the time, if I'm trying to do it in my strength, I fail every time. But I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Amen. And when God is ministering to our hearts and lives, he's called you, he's anointed you, and he's appointed you for a time such as now. And this is the time that we're to stand out in this world. There is a time to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. We're glorifying, we're magnifying, and we're exalting the name of Jesus. We're not glorifying ourselves. We're not saying, hey, look at me. We're saying, hey, you want to see something? Look at Christ in me. Amen. It's all about him. You know, he doesn't share his glory with anyone. Amen. He isn't going to share his glory, and he deserves all the glory. When we sang that song, I believe that's one of the greatest songs that were ever written. Because he deserves all the glory. He deserves all the honor. And he deserves all the praise. And I don't know where you are now, but you're not where you were. And don't take anything for granted, and don't take nothing for the journey. Because God, through his glory, will take you from glory to glory, even as by his Spirit, says the Lord. Amen. So the Apostle Paul says to us in Ephesians chapter 5. Are you still with me? Hallelujah. He reminds us of something. Verse number 5. He says, for this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were past tense, sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as the children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. I'm not here to tell anybody what's wrong with them. I'm here to tell you what's right with the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm not here to pick out anyone's sin. I'm not here to pick out anybody's shortcoming. That's the Holy Spirit's job. Amen. God didn't call me to change anybody. God called me to preach the word, to be instant in season, out of season, to reprove, rebuke, to exhort. Amen. So I'm here to encourage you that God's calling for us to be obedient. Amen. Amen. And with this obedience, there's something that takes place. It can only take place by the operation. And when I'm speaking about the operation, I'm talking about the operation of the Spirit of God working in and through us. He who has begun a good work in you and I is faithful to see it through to completion. Amen. And the Lord was reminded me in Colossians chapter 2. Are you with me still? Verse number 8. Remember something. He is the Genesis through Revelations. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first, he is the last, and he is everything in between. Amen? In other words, it's the whole counsel of God. And he says to us in verse number 8, he says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, the Holy Ghost doing a work, and putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who have raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision in your flesh, have he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. You know, when you look at that word quicken, it comes from the Greek word zoupoio, and it means to be made alive. Amen. I was a dead man walking, and Christ gave me the Spirit of God that connected me with in heavenly places and made you and I alive in Christ Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but I know, you know what life looks like. Amen. You know what life looks like? I don't know about you, but I'm really excited to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm excited for what God's doing. I see things taking a place in my visions that God has shown me that I'm not witnessing on the earth yet, but I know that they're coming because God said they were coming, and I believe they are coming. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. When God said it, he's going to do it. God says, church, it's time for you and I to rise and let the enemy scatter and believe that God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and everything he said he would do in and through your life, he will do. Go ahead and give him glory. Go ahead and give him praise. Go ahead and give him a shout. Hallelujah. 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 Faith is the substance of the things I'm hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. I believe him. He's going to do everything he said. Amen. I don't know about you, but he's done something in me. Hallelujah. He's done something to me. He's done something to me, and he's doing something in every heart and every life of each and every one of us that are in this room. We all have different personalities. We all have different backgrounds, but we all have the same spirit. And if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he's going to quicken your mortal body. That means this body here. All that means, if you can't do something, move something you couldn't move before. Hello, wait. Move something you couldn't move before. Do something you couldn't do before. Why? Get out of your own mindset. Believe God in his word. It's the spirit of God that quickens you and makes you alive. Amen. I don't know what alive looks like to you, but you know what alive looks like to me? Woo!
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember how wild I was in this world. Amen. I was a wild man for the world. I'm going to be a wilder man for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give God some glory in the house. Hallelujah. You know, the Apostle Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 8, verse number 9. He says, but you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be, the spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is not of his. You either are or you're not. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Whose righteousness do you have?
Jesus.
I have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. Then he said, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Amen. In other words, that means something's got to happen in this thing here. Remember we said earlier that without vision, the people perish? In other words, if you have a sickness in your body, you have to see yourself healed. And if you see yourself healed, you'll be able to step into your healing. Amen? In other words, you got to see it. You got to prophesy it. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. They that love it eat the fruit thereof. In other words, I've got to speak life. And my family members and my loved ones, I'm not going to speak to the devils and arm him. I'm going to speak life and the abundance thereof. I'm going to call things forth that I'm not seeing by God's word. I'm going to declare and I'm going to decree that my children belong to the Lord, that my grandchildren belong to the Lord, that my great-grandchildren belong to the Lord, that my great-great-grandchildren belong to the Lord. I'm going to call them forth and speak it forth. And every time I see it, I'm just going to speak like they are. Hallelujah. Amen. Because if I don't, what comes in? Doubt all of a sudden comes in. And when doubt comes in, what do? I start speaking to the negative and to the positive. Amen. I don't know about you, but I used to be a motivator before Christ, and I'm still a motivator for the kingdom of God, and my glass was always half full. It was never half empty. Amen. I see things on the positive side. Amen. I serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and I have a positive outcome. Oh, I'm not only going to raise up with him in the glory, but I'm going to come back with him, and I'm going to reign on this earth for 1,000 years in a glorious reign of Christ Jesus on this earth with Christ Jesus. This is just a stored span compared to eternity. Amen. Praise God. In Colossians chapter 3, and we're talking about the operation of God, the operation of the Spirit of God in us. The Apostle Paul says in verse number 1, he said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of dis- obedience, and the which you also walked sometime when you lived in them, but now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen. So we're looking at something here as we're looking at when we're obedient and sensitive to the spirit that's in operation inside of us, all of a sudden we have a better outcome. I don't know about you, but there's something about the bottom line. Amen? Amen? So what we're looking at, what the Lord spoke to my heart about, what Solomon said in Proverbs 4, verse number 5. Are you with me? Are we still together? Yes, I hear the Wi-Fi saying yes. They're with us. Praise God. The weather report. Hallelujah. Thank you. The sun's shining in the church today. Hallelujah. Proverbs, Solomon says in Proverbs 4, verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Amen? It's just like a husband and wife, the two become one. God wants us to take wisdom, you know, and wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, for all you're getting, get understanding. We've said it before, and I'll say it 100 times. That's why we study to show ourselves approved, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, because the adversary can only steal from us what we're confused about. He is the author of confusion, and where there's confusion, there's every evil work. He cannot steal from you what you have understanding of. Amen? I don't know. It's just like I know that I know that I have gray hair, white hair, whatever. Amen? Or no hair, or some hair, or one of those things. Amen? Do I have one hair? Hallelujah. Yeah. Glass is half full. Yeah. But the Lord said something to me one time. He said, son, I look down at everybody from heaven, and all I see is a bunch of hair, and I can look straight through to you. I can see my reflection on you. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, what the Lord is saying to us, we obey God's word. There's an operation that's taking place in our lives. God's transforming us. He's changing us. We're all a work in progress. You know, no one's perfect. I serve a perfect God. Amen. And he's taken me through to perfection. Amen. And one day I'll be perfected when I meet him in heaven. All right? Until I get there, he's not finished with me. And he's not finished with you. Amen. Amen. He who has begun a good work is faithful, right? To see it through to completion. God's doing something in every one of our lives. Remember something, that our sanctification is a process that takes our entire lifetime. Amen? God's saying something to you, and he's going to speak something to an area in your life today, and he's going to ask you to release it to him. He's not going to tell you to release it to me. It doesn't belong to me. He ain't going to ask you to release it to your neighbor. It doesn't belong to your neighbor. He's going to ask you to release it to him. Amen? Because he has something for you, and it's special, and it's only for you. Amen? You know, the Apostle Paul said this in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. The accountants here, they're always looking at the bottom line. All right? The outcome. The Apostle Paul warns his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 13. He said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. You know, his word has there's a purpose and a reason he is speaking this word to you today. It's a purpose and a reason that he's speaking this word to me today. He says, don't speak to anybody what you will not apply to yourself. In other words, apply it here first, and then out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Amen? God wants life to flow and dark areas and bring healing and restoration and reconciliation and peace. I love the fruit of the Spirit that's always evident in the body of Christ. When it's flowing in the Spirit, there's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith that's flowing in and through here. But it just starts here. It explodes to the community. It explodes to the world. Amen? You know, we're being equipped here to take it out there. We're not just getting here to say, hey, which one of us is holier than the other? Amen. We're in here. The Lord is depositing something in our hearts and our lives to take to a lost and a dying world. Amen. There's a dying world. If you don't see what's taking place in our nation and in our world right now, you're blind and there is no life in you. The adversary has come to steal and to kill and to destroy, and God's come to bring life. His church is to arise at this time. This isn't the time for the church to hide. This isn't the time for the church to be afraid. This is the time for the church to arise, and the enemy will be scattered in Jesus' name, because he has not given you and I the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. I have a sound mind because I have the mind of Christ, and he is the creator of all things. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of men, and the light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. It's time for the church and the light of the Lord to shine in this dark world. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we get a little excited about the Jesus we serve? Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know about you, but if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is dwelling in us, that speaks about some life-giving strength. Hallelujah. And James chapter 3, and I'll close this. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. We talk about the outcome. The outcome when we're obedient and we allow the Spirit of God to operate in us, we get a better bottom line. Yes. Amen. Verse number 13. Who is a wise man to do with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sowed in peace of them that make peace. In closing today, in Romans chapter 16, verse number 20, the overcoming. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. So in closing today, what is he saying to you and I simply? He's saying when we're obedient and we allow the Spirit of God to operate within us, it'll bring about a better outcome in our lives, in the lives of others. God has called you. He has anointed you. And again, he has appointed you for a time such as now. I don't know about you, but my dad was a preacher. My granddad was a preacher. Amen. And they got to preach and of these things that are coming to the earth that are here now. And if you read your word and you're in the word of God, you don't see that we're in the last days. You're blind and you're not seeing. We're asking God to open our hearts and our minds. We're asking God to help us to be receptive to his will for our lives. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done. You have to recognize it has to be the one that's in you being manifested, because in the natural we're too weak, but his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore I glorify him in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. God's called you for a time such as now. Don't believe the lies of the adversary. Don't give so much attention to the media. Most of it is deception. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. We talked about that. Let the Spirit of God speak to you. He says, my sheep hear my voice. And it's a still small voice. And it never goes outside of his word. If it's outside of his word, it's not God speaking to you. The adversary has a tendency to disguise himself. Matter of fact, the Bible says he disguises himself even as an angel of light. He may look all pretty and act all pretty, but he distorts the word of God. And Jesus made it simple as plain when he came out of the wilderness where he was fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He said, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. When God speaks, every devil, every demon must bow to the name of Jesus. Jesus, God's word says every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we all stand? Bow your heads and close your eyes. Father, I thank you, Father God, for your word. I'm grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart, in every life, of each and every one. First and foremost, if you're here today and you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or maybe one time you knew him, but you're not in the place you need to be, would you slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I need Jesus. Is there anyone at all? Father, I thank you that you're the searcher of every heart and every life. God's calling us to do something today. Again, he said it was about obedience, allowing the Spirit of God to operate, and we would have an outcome. And what are you speaking about? That God wants to surgically remove something from you today. God will not take it from you. You must release it to him. So could you lift your hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man and woman that is in this room today, Father God. Spirit of God, you're the operator. You're the surgeon. Father, this thing that's been bothering them, that's been holding on to them, that's trying to imprison them, Father God, as they release it to you, Father God, lift it off of them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you're the glory and you're the lifter of our heads. You're the glory, the lifter of our hearts. You're the glory and lifter of our minds, Father God. So, Lord, we release it to you. Holy Spirit, do your work. Now thank him for it. Thank him for it. Thank him for what he just lifted from you. Thank him for it. Thank him for it. Give him praise and glory 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 for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the call and the anointing that's upon each and every one that's in this room today, Father God. I praise you and give you glory, Father God, for the gifts of God that are in each and every one, Father God. Right now, Holy Spirit, I pray that you stir gifts that have been laying dormant in Jesus' name. Activate them in the name of Jesus. Activate, Father God. Activate, Lord Jesus. Activate, Father God. Activate, Father God. Activate, Father God. Start thanking him for your gifts. Start thanking him for the call of God that's on your life. Start thanking him for it. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Can we have some joy in the house today?